Park City restaurant owner Matt Badala was skiing Christmas morning when he saw and filmed a rider trigger an avalanche off the Park City ridgeline. Utah Avalanche Center shared the video and Badala's message of warning. UAC forecaster Drew Hardesty says the slide was near the spot where a man was buried and killed by an avalanche just 10 days earlier.
It was probably about a foot deep and maybe 100 feet wide. Chased him down the hillside there, and he was seemingly unaware that it was nipping at his heels. Dutch Draw seems to be the place this winter. Not only the fatality a couple weeks ago, but also another avalanche triggered there just adjacent to that just a few days later.
The rider, who narrowly escaped being buried alive, had no avalanche equipment on him and was skiing alone.
Just no idea. It's best to have a spotter and best to sort of look over your shoulder now and again. But close call, very close call in that regard.
Hardesty says it's vital that skiers and snowboarders recognize that danger exists as soon as they exit a ski resort.
The key point for people to remember there along the Park City ridgeline is if you're stepping out of bounds from 9990 or one of the other exit gates, you're taking your life in your hands. You're going from where it's safer and controlled from the professional avalanche teams there, and you're heading into the backcountry where the danger is much more significant. Right across the boundary line, it's night and day difference.
You can hear current avalanche conditions every morning at 8 a.m. on KPCW Radio and check conditions online at UtahAvalancheCenter.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.